Good morning. That same area of high pressure that dominated the weather the last couple of days, bringing us brilliant sunshine and comfortably mild temperatures, is now sliding off through New England. The result is that the door is open for increasing clouds, and that's exactly what we're seeing early this morning, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Although we will have a dry start to the day, the humidity levels are up just a bit, with dew points now climbing through the 50s and into the lower 60s. The dew points will continue to rise into the lower and mid-60s today, bringing a more humid feel as clouds advance from the west with a disturbance currently passing through the Great Lakes. That low-pressure center will take a track through the eastern Great Lakes and south of Long Island over the next couple of days, bringing unsettled weather to the forecast. So gradually, clouds will be on the increase today, and we'll pick up increasing chances for a few showers and maybe a thunderstorm by the time the daylight hours are through, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Overnight tonight, cloudy skies and remaining muggy with areas of fog and scattered showers as temperatures drop back into the 60s. For tomorrow, cloudy, showers likely from time to time, perhaps a rumble of thunder, with temperatures holding in the middle 70s. The disturbance will still have some effect on our weather into the day Friday as it slowly departs off the eastern seaboard. The result will be mostly cloudy skies and a passing shower with highs staying in the middle 70s. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere and from New England at the surface will dominate the weather over the weekend. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the middle to upper 70s. And the nice weather will extend into next week on Monday and Tuesday. Highs will be in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southeastern North Dakota, eastern South Dakota, and into adjacent southwestern Minnesota, northeastern Nebraska, and northwestern Iowa. Rotating storms, capable of locally damaging winds and very large hail, will evolve by late afternoon in these locations, and also a tornado or two cannot be ruled out. Meanwhile, heat advisories are out for the mid-Mississippi Valley and an excessive heat warning for the St. Louis area. The heat index in these locations will be in the 105 to 110 degree range through the end of the week. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower activity associated with an elongated area of low pressure located several hundred miles east of the southern Windward Islands. Gradual development of this system is possible during the next few days while it moves west-northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour across the Lesser Antilles and into the Caribbean Sea. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 2 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Cranbrook, British Columbia, Canada at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 43 degrees with a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 56, 86% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the middle 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 79 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 65, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month 83 hundredths of an inch, which is 1.42 inches below normal. And 26.03 inches for the year, which is 1.09 inches above normal. There were no cooling or heating degree days yesterday. For the month, 85 cooling degree days, that's 38 below normal, and 505 for the season, which is 16 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 79, set in 1937, and the record low, 45, in 1998. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m. 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with a slight chance of a shower by dark and highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Also, areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with a chance of a shower by dark and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with showers and perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with a chance of a shower by dark and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with a chance of a shower by dark and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, mid-70s. A shower possible Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.